I am the true vine, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today on the vigil of Saints Simon and Jude, our Lord speaks in the Gospel that without Him and His help in our lives, we would be lost. He makes a comparison that we are like branches of the vine, which would wither away unless they are being fed by the vine itself. Since we have seen in religion classes the necessity of grace to get to heaven, I wanted to use this opportunity to preach you about this grace without which we are truly cut off from God. We cannot by ourselves do any work which would bring us to heaven without the sanctifying grace. And our Lord says that very plainly today, without me, that is, without my grace, you cannot do good things. People of the world, they work for themselves and do the works to gain something for themselves. But if we truly love God, we must love Him freely and free from every selfish motive. I'll tell you a story today about two monks who were brothers. They wanted to forsake the world and move to live in the desert to devote themselves totally to God's service. And they became very holy men, so naturally the devil wanted to make them give up the good life they were living. The devil masqueraded as an angel and then appeared to the older brother. The devil then lied to him that he was an angel of God who had been instructed to give a message that this monk's younger brother would not go to heaven but would suffer eternally in hell and would not get any reward of all his daily prayers, fasting, and other pious works. The older brother believed the lie of the devil and, of course, became very sad that his brother would go to hell. So always when he saw him, he cried. And the younger brother, of course, asked what was the reason of his being sad, even promising to make amendment if he himself had somehow grieved him. Finally, the older brother revealed that he was mourning because God had revealed him that his dear brother would go to hell. But instead of getting depressed, the younger brother said, "Be not troubled, dear brother. I am quite content that God's will be done. If He wills me to go to hell, let Him do what seems good to Him. Nevertheless, I will serve Him as fervently and earnestly as until now, for I love and serve God neither for hope of reward nor for fear of punishment, but solely because His boundless goodness deserves it. This alone suffices for me to persevere in the same way of life." And God was so pleased with this act of the younger brother that on the following night He sent His real angel to inform the older brother that his first vision was from the devil, who came not from heaven but from the bottomless pit to lure them away from the faith and penitential life. The older brother was assured that his younger brother would go to heaven, and with this heroic act of loving God more than himself, he had merited more than by all his other good deeds before. Dear children, we can learn from this that we are as the true branches of God's vine, have no fear of everlasting punishment. We shouldn't do our good deeds because we want to be rewarded or we are in fear of punishment, just as we won't obey our parents just to earn some pocket money or avoid of being punished. But instead, we do good because we love God and we have been guaranteed salvation when we stay in the guidance of His sanctifying grace. And unless we love God, that is, enjoy the graces of His vine, because we love Him, we could never have this blessed assurance of salvation. No amount of good deeds can raise us to heaven, because as Jesus says, without Him we can do nothing. But we work willingly and happily, because when we are in the state of God's sanctifying grace, we, His little branches, will never wither, but will flourish forever and ever. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.